This is
Make It Kind.
M.I.P.
with Masamela Matfumo.
Mark Thompson.
Make It Kind.
Get woke.
Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab-tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
Dreaming of blissful summer days and creamy popsicles? Capture sun-drenched memories with the Orange Vanilla Dream Hydration Multiplier from Liquid IV. Just one stick and 16 ounces of water can help hydrate you better than water alone. Live your summer dream with Liquid IV. Tear, pour, live more. Go to liquidiv.com and get 20% off your first order with code INDULGE20 at checkout.
New from Radiotopia presents Red for Revolution, an audio drama about Black love, queer romance, and liberation. Join Jasmine, an 18-year-old navigating her queer identity while learning about her grandmother's secret love affair. Through her discoveries, we're transported back to 1971 to witness two remarkable women embark on a romance that defies all conventions. Subscribe to Radiotopia Presents and listen to Red for Revolution wherever you get your podcasts.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm joining you today live from Military Occupy Washington, D.C., here for the Next 250 launch. And, you know, this is my hometown. We'll be marching to preserve home rule in Washington this coming Saturday. But we're also joined now by a very dear brother, dear friend of mine, who is the mayor of Chicago. Trump is making the same threat against Chicago. I want to get an update. Mayor Brandon Johnson joins us now. Mayor Brandon, how are you today, brother?
Hey, I'm holding strong, Mark. Thank you for asking, and thank you for your leadership and work and raising the consciousness of America. So we're holding firm in the city of Chicago against this authoritarianism rule. But we're Chicago. We're a city that's built off the backs of working people, and we're going to continue to remain that committed city.
Indeed, that's important. There's a possibility that there could be troops on the ground in Chicago in the next few days. Is that so, or are there still options you have to prevent that?
Well, we're going to be prepared either way, you know, Mark. What we've heard from people who are close to the administration, and we have received confirmation that there are federal agents, Border Patrol, ICE agents that are stationing or being stationed just outside of the city of Chicago. And we are anticipating that these individuals could be on the streets of Chicago as early as Saturday. We have not had regular coordinated communications from the White House. That's how this president has operated. He has not spoken with me or any of the entities that I'm responsible for directly. And so what I've done is I've put forth a prepared strategy to ensure that all of our sister agencies and our city departments are ready. We're going to make sure that the residents of the city of Chicago, that they know their rights. We're going to protect people's right to peacefully assemble. But this is clearly illegal and unconstitutional. We're getting reports, obviously, from the federal courts on a consistent basis that his actions are unconstitutional or illegal, whether it's the vast majority of his taxes that have been deemed illegal or the fact that the executive order that I signed last week was essentially affirmed by the courts in California, the actions that he has taken there. So we're doing everything in our power. We'll use everything, every tool that is at our disposal to protect our democracy and protect the humanity of the residents of Chicago.
Mayor, you said he's not spoken to you. We know the mayor in Washington is in constant contact with the White House, be that as it may. Have you made any efforts yourself to reach out, or is it just that he has not bothered to contact you?
Well, he hasn't bothered to contact us. What we've said to the president, we've been very clear about this. If he wants to help Chicago, he could start by restoring the $800 million that he took away from violence prevention. So we know this is not about safety. If the president was serious about reducing violence in the city of Chicago or anywhere else in this country, he would not have cut the ATF budget by almost 30%, eliminating about 1,400 positions. The ATF has coordinated with my police department on a regular basis to get illegal guns off the streets of Chicago. In fact, just a few weeks ago, Mark, in coordination with the police, our local police department, we seized and got over 170 guns off the streets of Chicago. You know, and these are guns that were trafficked in from states that voted for him. You know, whether it's Mississippi, Indiana, or Louisiana, these guns are being illegally trafficked around the country. We're talking about high-powered weapons, you know, and this president has cut the budget of the very entity that's responsible to get guns off the streets of Chicago and get these weapons off the streets of cities across America. And so he's very aware of what our requests and recommendations have been. We've asked him to restore Medicaid, restore the resources to SNAP, restore the funding for our veterans, restore the Department of Public Education. You and I both know we have a strong record in fighting for public education as former public school teachers. And, you know, he has defunded our public education system. So this is clearly the point being, and this is not about community safety. This is about the president and his failures. Every time it gets exposed that he is woefully underperforming in his role as president, he puts forth these type of distractions to divide and to ultimately work to conquer the communities. And but we're not going to stand for it here in Chicago. We're going to remain firm and vigilant in protecting the interests of working people and ultimately protecting our democracy.
Now, I want to be clear. You mentioned that there are ICE agents who are gathering on the outskirts of town. Is that it? Or are there also, did I miss something? Is that also National Guard as well?
So we haven't heard any reports of the National Guard, but what we do know is that he is looking to activate the National Guard from other states, right? Because look, he doesn't have jurisdiction over the National Guard here in Illinois, right? That is the responsibility of the governor. And he certainly has not asked for the governor's permission, and the governor has not asked for the National Guard to be deployed. In fact, no one in Chicago is asking for the federal troops to occupy our city. That is not the example of democracy that we have, you know, sworn to hold to. And it's unconscionable to think that these everyday working people who are being called away from their regular jobs to occupy American cities. That's not what federal troops signed up for. This is an egregious overreach of his constitutional authority. And, you know, as someone who loves history, when you think about the what we just commemorated this week on September 2nd, right, where, you know, Little Rock, Arkansas, where the federal, the National Guard was essentially deployed to prevent Black children from going to school, right? And so now you have this president that has taken a play out of the playbook of incredible hatred and, you know, the deep-seated segregation that has been, you know, a pervasive way of dividing communities and starving communities out from opportunities. And so, but we're strong here, you know, Mark, and we're going to be prepared. I've given clear direction to our police department. They're going to be prepared to protect the residents of this city. But as you know, this president is not interested in coordinating and working with mayors like myself, whether it's Brandon Scott in Baltimore, Randall Woodfin in Birmingham, Barbara Lee, of course, in Oakland, and our sister Karen Bass in Los Angeles. There are a number of mayors that have driven violence down in our respective cities. Just here in Chicago alone, homicides are down over 30%. Shootings and shooting victims are down 35%. Robberies are down over 30%. Vehicular hijackings are down considerably, almost 50% here in Chicago. And so there's a lot of work to be done. Don't get me wrong. And as mayor of the city of Chicago, community safety is my top priority. And we have put in strong measures to drive violence down in the city of Chicago, whether that's hiring our young people, expanding mental and behavioral health care services, building more affordable homes, revamping our detectives bureau while our police department is working in a coordinated effort with counterterrorism and the Detectives Bureau, as well as patrol, all coming together to solve violence in the city of Chicago. A lot of work that has gone forward to drive violence down. You saw the results yesterday. The Chicago Sun-Times printed a story, WBEZ. The city of Chicago, we had the least amount of homicides in the summer months since 1965. I mean, we're talking about decades of historic problems that we have addressed head on. And again, one homicide, Mark, one shooting is one too many. You and I both know that, but you can't dismiss the hard work that we have put in to drive violence down in the city of Chicago. And this president, now that we're coming towards the end of the year, in the back half of the year, it's like a group assignment where someone comes to the project late. They want to put their name on it and take credit for the work. And that's just not how it works. Mayors know exactly what our cities need. And what we need investment. We don't need federal occupation of our cities.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Well, and you said it. You said it well. You brought crime down, and as well as other black mayors, you've done it exceptionally in Chicago. What do you think this is really about? Is this just the target of black cities and black mayors to mobilize his base? And you so eloquently talked the other day about what your enslaved ancestors would expect from you. And ladies and gentlemen, that's what we want to hear from black men, you know, especially those of us who came up under that, that first generation of kids watching the Coleman Youngs. And
yeah, look, I think it's very blatant. It's obvious that he is targeting not just blue cities, right? He's targeting black mayors. I mean, he targeted Roz Baraka in Newark, someone who I have a deep admiration for. And to your point, this is the city that said, keep hope alive, where Reverend Jackson literally changed the game of politics. There isn't a yes, we can without keep hope alive, right? But it's also the city that has strong roots in the labor movement. You and I are both attached to that. When Dr. King came to Chicago, came to the west side of Chicago, where I live and where I'm raising my family, and he was very clear that if we can get it right in Chicago, we can do it anywhere in the world. And so this is a blatant attack to go after the gains that we've made in the civil rights movement. But let's take it back further. This is also about the relitigation of the Civil War. I mean, you're talking about a president who has modeled his presidency after Andrew Jackson. You know, this is the same person, of course, that established the Trail of Tears, if you will, taking and plundering land and coming to occupy spaces through authoritarianism and absolute, you know, tyranny. And, you know, when you think about the success that, you know, mayors are experiencing, again, my counterpart to the North, Mayor Cavalier Johnson in Milwaukee, another good example, Justin Bibb in Cleveland, you know, Andre Dickens in Atlanta. We're talking about people who are building affordable homes and, you know, investing in our young people, expanding mental and behavioral health care services, making sure that our police resources are strategically deployed. You know, look, 1974, there were almost over 800, you know, homicides, 1995, we're talking about 900 homicides, same thing, 2016, over 800, you know, 2020, 2021. And the fact that we have reduced homicides by over 30%, you know, that's significant hard work from our police department. But it's not just policing, it's policing and affordable housing, policing and investing in our young people, policing, you know, and making sure that we have, you know, real support, you know, within our communities. And look, I think it's very clear, not only is he attacking black mayors and blue cities, he's attacking poor people, right? I mean, once upon a time, we had presidents that declared wars on poverty. This president has declared war on poor people, picking on the homeless and the downtrodden. That is the antithesis to who we are as a nation. We should be doing everything in our power to uplift people And that's what I'm doing in Chicago, Mark. We're on pace to build 10,000 affordable units, you know, within the first 4 years of my term. We hired 31,119 young people, an over 50% increase since I've taken office. We've reopened mental health clinics. You talk about legacy. When Mayor Harold Washington, the first Black mayor, when he died, there were 19 mental health clinics. When I came into office, we were down to 6. I just reopened 3 of them, and we expanded mental health services around the city through our CARE program. So when people are having a mental health crisis, a paid professional, behavioral health professional, shows up to those scenes, and we don't have to have the police show up to those scenes. They can show up and deal with other forms of challenges. So the point being is we've taken a full force approach, and this is the approach that many Black mayors are leading across this country. And as someone who believes in the progressive values that have been brought to us by Reverend Jackson, right? Progressive values that were ushered in through Mayor Harold Washington, the first Black mayor. We stand on the shoulders of some incredibly brave people, Ida B. Wells, Karen Lewis, the labor leader. And, you know, and this is the right time. Our faith community is coming together as well. As Dr. King eloquently described, if the faith community and the civil rights movement were to ever collide, what enormous potential it would have. And that's essentially what we are manifesting in Chicago and in blue cities across America. We're manifesting the hopes and the aspirations of our ancestors, and we're not going to allow this president to undermine that work. We're going to stand firm, stand strong. We're not going to bend. We're not going to break. We're not going to cower. We're going to remain vigilant and committed to protecting our democracy and the humanity of all residents of our city.
No, that's very, very important, and we commend you for that, brother. Before we go, what can those of us around the country do to support you and Chicagoland?
Yeah, you know, thank you for that question. You know, just about a month ago, I believe we had, you know, a big day, you know, across America in honor of Congressman John Lewis. And I think in the spirit of good trouble, this is an opportunity for our voices to rise up. Mark, you said it very well. You know, we are the beneficiaries of a generation that spoke directly to the power structure. Now that we have this power, we have to utilize it. So we're asking people to raise their voices, that contact their local elected officials, but organize people, ensure that, you know, we're moving our message collectively on social media, but we got to get out, knock on doors, make phone calls, and challenge people to make sure that we are defending our democracy. You know, I know it feels like years away, but we have midterm elections that are coming up soon. And so we need everyone to be engaged now. And I think the best thing that we can do here is to send a strong message to President Trump that this is not just simply about not sending federal troops to the city of Chicago, but we should reject that across this country. And every single person can raise their voice in this moment to challenge these Republicans who don't want to hear this, Mark, but if they were serious, they would pass comprehensive reform to our gun laws in this country, right? If they were serious, they would pass a comprehensive bill to address our broken immigration system. So we got to continue to push people to use their power to actually pass law to improve our communities. And then finally, challenge, you know, our federal leaders that they have to invest in people. The one thing that safe communities all have in common is that they invest in communities. And that's what we're calling on all of the people of this country to do, to challenge the political structure at this point, to invest in people. That's how we build safe communities across this country.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
With Robinhood, not only can you trade individual stocks and ETFs, you can also seamlessly buy and sell crypto at low costs. Trade all in one place. Get started now on Robinhood. Trading crypto involves significant risk. Crypto trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Crypto LLC. Robinhood Crypto is licensed to engage in virtual currency business activity by the New York State Department of Financial Services. Crypto held through Robinhood Crypto is not FDIC insured or SIPC protected. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Securities trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Financial LLC, member SIPC, a registered broker dealer.
Brother, you know I have your back. You need me to come to Chicago? Let me know. We can come to help you do some organizing on the ground. Me and this brother stood together. We both former public school teachers.
Yep.
We stood together, y'all, at the Congressional Black Caucus in 2022. We were standing outside walking in reception. I said to my brother, man, why don't you run for mayor? And I'm not saying I gave him the first idea, but we had that conversation in the rain.
Yeah.
All right. So, brother, if you need anything, let us know. We're going to continue to promote this and continue to stand up and set the example for what a black mayor should be doing in this town. Okay, man?
Yeah, right on. Thank you, Mark. I appreciate your love and support over the years, man. It means a lot to me and my family. And now that my wife just heard your confession, you're going to have it, take it up with her, because you know, I get to blame you because it was partly your idea.
Give her, I love you. I love you, sister. We're going to be all right.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Mark.
All right. Love you, man. Thank you. Brandon Johnson, the mayor of Chicago, ladies and gentlemen.
Thanks for getting woke and listening to Make It Plain. As always, perform an act of kindness on behalf of an elder or young person. Write a letter to a sister or brother who just so happens to find her or himself incarcerated. Offer libations to the ancestors upon whose sturdy shoulders we all now stand. And above all, give thanks to the God of your understanding by whatever name you call her and him. All God asks of us is that we give each other love. Thanks for giving MIP love. And please remember to subscribe and give us a 5-star rating. If all hearts and minds are clear, it has been made plain.